This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at grain markets for Monday, April 22nd. Well, Friday's price action showed some signs of life in the grain space, with the wheat markets higher across the board, Kansas City leading the way up 14, Minneapolis up 8, Chicago up 13. Corn was up 7, soybeans up 17. So soybeans have been getting kind of smacked around here over these last couple weeks, but giving us an outside day higher on Friday, bouncing off of a previous low. So it looks like we could be forming a double bottom in the soybean complex. For corn, it too has tested a key support level, but it's more of a trading range that we've established over the last couple weeks, and it has bounced off of that low so far as well. With wheat, we're kind of all over the place there. There's been quite a bit of choppiness going on in the grain space, and wheat markets, you know, looking at our own U.S. Central Plains turning dry in the western part of the plains, plenty of rain in the eastern part of the plains, and plenty of rain throughout the Midwest, even the western Midwest that's been dry, still technically is in a drought status, but it's had quite a bit of rain over the last week or so and looks like more is on the way. So we're probably looking at some planting delays going on for corn. It's not critical, of course, at this point, but as you get deeper into May, it could become a problem. And if you have these continued cool temperatures with a lot of moisture, it just takes longer to get topsoil dried out and get back in the field. Also with wheat, we're watching very closely the weather issues going on in the Black Sea. Last week, the longer range forecasts were projecting that high pressure ridge would stay intact and prevent rain from coming through April 25th. Now it looks like they're extending that into the end of April. So it's pretty persistent ridge, and we're seeing quite a bit of precip patterns, kind of ridge riding patterns, coming over the north of that ridge, but nothing is making its way through. So we're starting to get some a little bit more nervous about what's going on in eastern Ukraine and the southern part of Russia. Now, the southern Russian region is where almost all of their exportable supplies come from. So it's not really so much, you know, the broader picture in Russia, although, you know, to some degree it is. It's primarily the southern region where, the major ports are, where it becomes really expensive to rail it down into that region from the central region or the Volga region. And again, that's why primarily almost all of that supply is exported. And of course, Russia's just been a massive exporter. They've had record crops the last 2-3 years in a row. They've completely dominated world trade. And if we start to see production problems coming out of that region, that's a very big deal to the world supply status and price action. So starting to really pay a lot more attention to what's going on in Russia in particular, but also eastern Ukraine, which is a major exporter. And we just don't see any relief, at least for the next 10 days or so. The corn market also starting to get a little nervous about what's going on in Argentina. There's been much more talk about the corn stunt disease that they're finding to be more widespread. The harvested yields are coming in far below expectations. So this is on the cusp of something big as well in Argentina. It's not enough to really propel this market higher, but when you look at U.S. corn plantings, you know, the prospective plantings report showing that plantings were going to be less than expected, and then we have the issue of likely further production losses in Argentina starting to support world prices. And I think that should lend some support at least to U.S. futures as well. So we're just getting started in the planting season for corn and soybeans. We're getting much needed moisture in the western Midwest. We're also getting not really needed moisture in the eastern Midwest. Fields are wet in the east, and it's going to be slow getting tractors rolling there. But I think that at least from a moisture perspective, we should get the crop off to a good start, assuming we get in the fields in a relatively timely fashion. The Commitment of Traders report showing that managed money continues to pile into the short positions in the grain space. Despite what's going on in wheat, despite what's going on in South America, you know, they're in a bearish mode and they're not changing their minds, at least at this point. Now, the geopolitical risks, I think, did create some short covering last week. That was showing up later in the week where, you know, especially wheat kind of getting that bump on Thursday night, didn't really hold up that well on Friday, even though we closed higher. It was about mid-range. So we seem to be stalling at the first minor resistance level in wheat. But nevertheless, the geopolitical concerns seem to have faded to the background. Iran retaliated against Israel. Doesn't look like anything more is going to be done. So the market isn't adding a lot of, you know, geopolitical risk at this point. They covered some shorts Thursday night, Friday morning. And then we just didn't see any further escalation. So they're kind of backing away from that. Taking a look at world FOB offers, we've got wheat at the Gulf of the United States, soft red winter wheat, quoted at $221 a ton. That's down two from the previous week. Hard red winter wheat also down two at 250. Ukraine was up five at 200 even. Russia was unchanged at 210. Romania unchanged at 215. France was up one at 218. Argentina was up 10 at 240. In corn at the Gulf, we're quoted at 190. That's down 5. Off the PNW, 215, which is down 10. Ukraine was unchanged at 175. Argentina up 5 at 195. Brazil was down 5 at 205. In soybeans at the Gulf, 445. That's down 5. Argentina was down 5 at 425. Brazil was unchanged at 430. So soybeans kind of drifting back lower. The last few weeks, we'd seen it pushing higher. Now we're, Brazil is stable, but U.S. and Argentina backing away a little bit. Corn, kind of a mixed bag. U.S. Sliding, where Argentina, I think, starting to account for some of the stunt disease issues, seeing some strength there. For wheat, we're seeing mixed price action, kind of similar to what we're seeing in the futures market as well. But, you know, as we work our way toward the end of April, these longer range forecasts are going to start to incorporate more of that first week of May. If they're still showing this high pressure ridge parked over Russia, then I think the market really starts to pay attention. And again, we've been able to rally up into that first level of resistance. If the market's breaking through that, then I think we're turning a corner. And we're going to start to build some weather premium. Seasonally, we do tend to work our way higher into early May, usually peaking right around the crop report, right around May 10th. So we're keeping that in mind as well, that perhaps this is part of that seasonal run as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.